You're listening to a Big Finish production.
St. Peter and St. Andrew, I'm begging you! If you're up there somewhere, I could use some help at the moment! Oh, glorious St. Peter, who, in return for thy strong and generous faith, throw! Oh, come on, Pete, throw us a life vest or something! Or an island? An island will do! Oh, thanks, Pete!
Hello? Anybody home? Fancy offering me a bit of Christian charity? Or a towel? Impressive house. If you need any lobster, I've got the best catch this side of the Devon coast. Hello? Look, I'm not in the mood for playing games. I'm freezing my proverbials off out here, so I am. Oh, thank you. My boat got wrecked and... Hello? Where'd you go? Whatever game you're playing, you're not scaring me. I don't scare easy. Oh! Who's there? Who's there? No! Help me! Please!
Sport 9, 8.
You're being so childish.
7, 6.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you hiding?
Open your eyes, Chris. I'm not playing hide and seek.
But it's the TARDIS. The number one place to play hide and seek in the universe, as voted by Hide and Seek Weekly.
Not a thing.
You're no fun.
How about you hide, and sometime in the distant future I will seek.
I'm not falling for that one again.
Will you two keep it down? I'm trying to be a genius and you're clogging up my thought processes. Besides, you're being a fool.
Exactly my point.
No, Roz, you're being a fool. I mean, Chris is right. The TARDIS is the best place to play hide-and-seek this side of the Crevillian Maze planet. Although, if the TARDIS crashes and explodes, well, that might throw a spanner in the works.
If the TARDIS crashes and explodes?
Since when are we crashing and exploding?
Since some alien signal threw us off course. Why? What did you think I was doing?
We thought you were just mashing buttons like you always do.
You love the buttons.
Oh, speaking of which, Ross, could you hold this one down while I... Ah, that's better. Now, what do we have on the scanner, Chris?
I see fog. More fog. Wait. Uh-oh, water. Lots and lots of water. No, hang on, there's a boat. Aim for the boat.
That's what I'm trying to do. A little rewiring, and we should be able to land in the hold.
And if we don't?
Did anyone pack armbands? They're counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ah!
either we're in the ship's hold or a particularly grim patch of space. Ooh, only one way to find out. Ah, good. The hold.
Next time we're going to crash and explode, could you give us a little...
Ow! Oh, mind your head, Chris.
Noted.
Before we go up on deck, we should formulate a plan.
I'm already 5 steps ahead of you.
Excellent. What's the plan?
No, I mean, I'm on the ladder. Up we go. Ah, that's the shipmates.
Who are you?
A shipmate, of course. My apologies. Myself and my companions took a nap down below before we set sail.
Again, who are you?
I'm the doctor.
You have a doctorate in mathematics?
Of course. Now, might I ask your name?
Alpha! We have another! This is why military operations are different from regular jobs. People are always crawling out of meta doorways.
Oh, I know. And your name was?
Zsa Zsa Strauss. Before you ask, degrees in chemistry and several years of computation at Munitions Factory. Do not worry about the accent. I'm on your side. You British are so skittish.
Ah, Roz, Chris, come on up.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Chris Quedge, my manservant, and Roz Forrester, my personal secretary.
Excuse me?
Fantastic shorthand. Yes, if you need any transcriptions done.
Charmed. One moment. Alpha! Where are you? We have more for the island. A poorly dressed doctor and his hangers-on have popped their heads out of the hold.
Hangers-on?
Poorly dressed?
Manservant.
Well, it seems plain to me what's happening.
It does?
Judging by the clothes, it's 1940s Earth. Wartime. She apologized for her accent, which means we're on the British side.
Okay.
Then she mentioned the military and asked if I was a doctor of mathematics.
Aha.
I'd wager this is a secret government initiative to use mathematics to defeat the Nazis.
I think my head hurts. More so.
How could you get all of that from...
Oh.
Well, if we don't have another recruit for our mathematical crack team, we'll show those Nazis what for.
Okay, you're right.
Alpha Wheeler, shake my hand. Shake my hand. Shake my hand.
Oh.
Oh, well, aren't you strong? Absolutely lovely to meet you. I'm sorry about Zsa Zsa. She has something of a flair for the brusque. Apparently, she now plies her trade as an actress. Gloves, anyone? I knitted them myself.
Mrs. Wheeler, our boss here hasn't been too forthcoming with where we're actually going.
I'm afraid I answered the puzzle in the paper just like you. You hear about these things, don't you, despite all the secrecy? Government looking for some sharp minds to join the cause, etc. We're headed to an island, that's all I know. Should be an army contingent waiting for us when we arrive. Impossible to see anything in this fog, of course.
Would it be worth asking the driver?
Frey? Well, I don't think he'd welcome it. Zsa Zsa!
They do like to roar, don't they?
What?
Give a knock on the wheelhouse, would you? They want to speak to the lieutenant. He's lovely, but a touch of the temper, I'm afraid. Like my grandson, William. I think I've got fingers round here somewhere.
It's okay.
Roz, I'm going to check out the front of the ship, see if I can spot anything ahead.
Wheeler, you rang.
Greetings, Captain.
Lieutenant, can you make it quick? This fog is thicker than a plum pudding.
We just wondered if you could tell us exactly where we're going.
Doctor, you misunderstand. I'm afraid the lieutenant is just another civilian.
Civilian?
When we got to the dock, we found a boat and a set of coordinates. We're just lab rats following the smell of cheese, I'm afraid.
How charming. A mysterious island, a group of strangers, a dash of mathematics, and a dollop of inclement weather. What do you think, Roz, Chris? Hmm? Chris? Where are we going?
He has probably stumbled on the mouse among the lab rats.
Fantastic weather.
Oh, sorry, you scared me. I was just... Wait, where did you come from?
We were in the hole.
Is that what happened to your head? I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
Why don't we start with names?
Eleanor Blake. Pure mathematics, obviously, but also linguistics, codes, that sort of thing. Imperial College.
Chris Quetch, manservant, lifter of things. You okay?
I just got the strangest feeling.
What?
Something like, well, like death.
Wait, is that...
Land ahead! Doctor, stop the ship!
He's right. The island. Oh, we're too close already. Slow down.
Let me guess. Rocks.
Undoubtedly.
Frey, could you at least try swerving us away from certain death?
That's what I'm trying to do, you continental nincompoop.
There's no time.
Alpha, are you okay?
I'll survive, but I can't say the same for the ship.
We're taking on water.
Excellent driving, Frey.
I can ride this thing. I can. Just give me a moment.
You can't. We're taking in too much water.
Doctor, we have to get into the hold back to the TARDIS.
Oh! I'm afraid it might be too late for that. Alpha, hang on to me. Rose, grab
life vests. We need life vests.
Swim for shore. We have to swim for shore.
Everyone, jump!
Are you okay?
Oh, this is going to do wonders for my arthritis.
I'll take that as a yes. Frey? What about you?
The water.
You're fine. We're all fine.
No, we're drowning. We're drowning. My men, they're all drowning. Oh. Thank you. That was quite the slap.
I believe the doctor calls it shorthand.
Eleanor, are you okay? Here, let me...
Don't touch me!
I was just...
Well, don't! Please!
Sehr angenehm! Now that is the way to begin a holiday. Am I not right, Herr Doctor?
That's a conversation you might have to take up with my rotator cuff.
Doctor, the TARDIS went down with the ship. How are we supposed to get out of here?
Out of here? Where's your spirit of adventure? In fact, where's everyone else? If this is your destination, shouldn't there be a welcoming party?
Maybe it is for dramatic effect.
I think I've had enough drama for one day. Look, there's a house upon the hill. Let's see who's home.
Try knocking again. Sometimes when I'm in the kitchen, I can't... Oh, hang on. Let me.
Perhaps if we... Is there a doorbell or something?
Oh, you British. Out of my way. See?
Hello? Is anyone home?
Not the friendliest of welcomes.
Friendly or not, I'm still soaking wet. I intend to find a room, strip down to nothing, and throw myself headfirst into a bath.
Not very ladylike, is she?
I may be unladylike, but I can count. We have a few more guests than we should, and there might not be rooms for everyone.
In that case...
I should probably...
Oh, I get the most terrible rheumatism when I'm in wet clothes. Never mind chilblains. Have you ever had chilblains?
Go. Myself, Roz, and Chris will smoke out our hosts. Right, let's get rid of them.
This place gives me the chills.
There might be the ice water running down your back. I'm more worried about the TARDIS. We went down about 50 feet offshore. It might be possible to make a swim for it, but I don't like the odds.
Let's dive under that bridge when we come to it. For now,
I suggest we search our new abode. Chris, start a fire, would you? This place is perishing.
Of course. What's a good manservant for?
Radio? Hello? Maybe someone is home. Don't mind if I raid the fridge, do you? Ham, eggs, milk. Oh, cheese.
Hungry, are we?
Oh.
At least you and the servant will have matching bruises. Apologies. I don't think we've officially met. Binkum Frey.
Binkum?
Long story. I saw how you reacted when the ship went down. Very impressive.
I thought you were finding your room.
Found and thoroughly annexed. Had to elbow the Austrian out of the way for the largest quarters.
I was just about to apologize for slapping you.
Nonsense. Needs must. Besides, it's nice to meet a lady who can handle herself. If I didn't know better, I'd say you'd seen combat. Frontline nurse?
Something like that. Cheese?
I actually was curious about this radio. Let me see. I'm afraid it seems to be out of order. Have you met anyone else here yet?
Not a soul. I was surprised to hear that you were as in the dark as everyone else. I mean, were you not called to go back to war?
I was injured last time around.
A naval battle? What you said on the beach about your men?
I was at Jutland.
What happened?
I might have better luck with the search.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... offend?
Start a fire, Chris. Merely a manservant, Chris. It's just a bunch of twigs. How hard can it be, Chris?
Do you need a hand?
Gah! How long have you been standing there?
Long enough to know that you need a hand. Here, let me. These ones here, with the splinters, they'll catch immediately. You want to create a kind of dome around them. There. I'm sorry about the beach earlier. I guess I just panicked.
I was starting to think it was me. First, all that talk of death.
That was just, I don't know, the feeling. When I got the invite to come here, I was nervous. I used to sweep the floors at Imperial. Then a researcher, tiny man, huge glasses, everything you'd imagine, let me sit on his lectures. But I still feel like...
A fraud? Sorry.
Yeah, a fraud, or... What's that noise?
Noise?
Over here. The desk, it's coming from here.
Ah, it's a numerical lock.
And a note. The arc of a projectile can be modelled by the Cartesian equation x equals t squared minus...
Maths.
...differentiation. To start, I'm going to get a pencil.
Is now really the time for sums?
Don't you see? The answer will be the code for the lock. I'll be back in a minute.
Of course, that was when he was with Linda. And I said to her, no son of mine is going to move to Argentina with some... Well... Now, here, she would insist afterwards that I called her a floozy. When, of course, I said nothing of the sort.
I'm sure you didn't. Alpha, maybe if we split up...
But then that leads to an entirely different argument, which completely ruins St. George's Day 1929.
Yeah, but what room is that? Just off the kitchen?
That's the pantry. Oh, you know, I could whip you up a trifle.
If it's not rude, do you mind me asking how you ended up here?
I was a geo-positioning expert during the war to end all wars. Oh, a bit of a misnomer that, I suppose. What, did you think I was just some old lady who ran the local library? I'm a little different than the regular grandmother... great-grandmother, if my suspicions are correct. I helped facilitate troop movements, bombardments, the like. With as many grandchildren as I have, you get used to organising an army, which reminds me...
Alpha, I need you to get Roz and Chris, now.
Why? What's in there?
I don't look. Just get them, please.
Fine. You're like my firstborn, Michael. Can't stand not being in charge of every situation.
Miss Strauss, you are looking very ghastly. Do you not know that doyens of the stage must keep their beauty intact or risk being tossed to the wind? Nonsense, meine Geliebte. It is not my face, but my soul which burns each night and has audiences continuing to flock to my performances. Or something like that. Hello, who's there? The lights? Nice try. I'm Jaja Strauss. I once starred in Dunkle Schatten, a terrifying picture about a widow trapped alone in a basement in Hamburg. Who's there? Turn on the lights. You're not scaring me.
Dead.
How did a dead body end up in the pantry of an empty house?
That's put me right off my lunch.
He's been here a while. A fisherman, judging by the outfit. Now, let's be gentle about how we tell the others. We don't want to start a panic. Oh.
Are you going to say it, or shall I?
Come on!
Me.
Jaja! Chris! The light!
Get off me! Where did they go?
Who?
Someone attacked me. I feel...
Whoa, let me. Take it easy. There you go. What the blazes is happening? I heard screaming.
Jaja, are you all right? Oh, my, you've had the life knocked out of you. Here, let's get a blanket.
Please, stop it with the innocent old lady act. I may be an actress and you may be a grandmother, but we are all mathematicians. Cold logic prevails, and cold logic says, one of you just attacked me!
Of course, dear. You must be in shock. Oh, to think that one of us...
Oh, cram it, Wheeler. The woman's an Austrian, but she speaks the truth.
Thank you.
There's something else, I'm afraid. Myself, Roz and Chris were searching the house and, we found a body.
A dead body?
I believe that's implied.
My God! Everyone, I managed to solve the puzzle. What? Have I missed something?
Here's what we know so far. It's fair to say that the invitations to the island were either a sham or something's gone terribly wrong. We have searched the house on the island top to bottom. There's no one here.
Except for the corpse gathering dust in the pantry.
I've searched his body.
My. Secretarial positions have changed since my day.
We found a switchblade set of hooks, fairly regular for a fisherman, and a Bible.
Not that it did him much good.
Do we know the cause of death?
Nothing obvious. Perhaps a heart attack. There was also something scrawled on his hand. Perhaps a message. 1926?
1926?
Possibly a year, yes. That ring a bell with anyone?
11.
Jaja?
Nothing.
Sounds like you're losing your marbles. You sure you were attacked?
Doctor, would you mind if I stepped outside for some fresh air? Otherwise, I have the strangest feeling I might put a fireside poker through the lieutenant here.
You shouldn't walk around alone. I'll come outside with you.
We're too trusting.
Lieutenant.
It's true. Too trusting by far. You don't understand, none of you. It's every man for himself. Every man for himself. What were you doing before you came running?
I was working on that puzzle.
Puzzle?
How are you feeling?
warm. I always want the attention. But when it comes knocking... My father said to me, du musst Mathematik lernen. You must study mathematics. And I used to scream and shout at him. I wanted to be a dancer and an actress to be seen. Do you perform?
No. I'm more of a grunt.
Shame. You have the face for it. You would do well with Chekhov. It is warm though, isn't it? I feel... what is the word? Prickly. You feel it?
No, I don't. Are you sure you're feeling okay?
It flummoxed me for a little while.
Arc of a projectile. Differentiate. Oh, bit of a stinker, isn't it?
You should have called me down. Projectiles are where I cut my teeth.
Bombs, you mean?
Indeed they were.
The solution was a 5-digit code. Look, it must match this padlock. I was going to open it, but then...
Jar Jar started screaming.
Well, come on, might as well.
Perhaps we should wait before we throw ourselves into something.
It's a desk drawer, Doctor. I think we can handle it. Let's be having you.
Is that...
That's a timer.
Frey!
A timer? What for?
The windows!
Oh. Everyone, get to the door! We have to get out of here!
The windows, look!
Oh no! We have to get to the doctor! Come on! Chris!
Oh, I've got it!
Chris, you can't hold it! You'll be crushed!
Oh, it's starting to slip! Roz! I'm sorry, Doctor, but there's not enough space for us to get out.
I'm going to throw you a key to the TARDIS. Still think you can make a dive for it?
I can't pilot the TARDIS.
You don't have to. Just get inside. The old girl will help if she can. Here!
Got it.
Doctor, what's going on?
I think I can explain. I found a note with the timer. This is your challenge, a challenge quite different than any you may have faced before. When the timer runs out, your time runs out, unless you can find out how to escape. By your time runs out, you think they mean...
It's a self-destruct mechanism, yes. How long have we got?
1 hour.
The shutters, the way everything came crashing down, this house... I don't think it's a house. I think it's a ship.
A ship?
A spaceship.
Did you hit your head too?
Doctor, you should probably tell them.
I'm afraid myself and my companions haven't been entirely truthful. We weren't invited to the island. We crash-landed into the hold of your ship.
Crash-landed? How?
We were in our spaceship.
Oh, he's lost his mind. It's all gotten too much. My neighbour, Mimsy Postlethwaite, went the same way when she lost her son in the war. Terrible to see.
He's not lying.
Chris.
It's true. Look, we have no idea what's going on here either, but we do know about spaceships. Well, the doctor does. And I suggest we listen to him. Let's put it this way. Do you think we'd make up something that ridiculous?
Right. So, this house isn't a house. It's a spaceship. Probably some variation on the chameleon circuit. We need to search it top to bottom. Everybody, get in pairs.
There are 5 of us.
I can hold my own. Let's meet in the dining room in 10 minutes.
It is pointless, 17. There is no getting through those shutters. What was the doctor talking about? Making a dive for the
TARDIS. I'm afraid there's no easy way to say this. The doctor is a time-travelling alien from a distant planet, and his spaceship, the TARDIS, is lodged in the hold of the ship.
Fine.
Really?
Suspending disbelief comes with the 11 territory of being an actress.
Good to hear. Well, a dive should be possible. We weren't far from the shore when we crashed, and if we hit rocks, then it can't have sunk that deep.
Well, either I will see this TARDIS of yours, or I will have a great story when my waterlogged body washes up in heaven. Shall we?
Oh,
Got it?
You had to choose the bedroom to search first.
Oh, I didn't mean... I'm sorry.
It's okay. Here, I think I can see something under these floorboards. Help me.
Self-destructing spaceship house seems to match up with your death prediction.
It wasn't... I wasn't thinking about death just because of... I'm not naturally morbid.
You lost someone.
My brother, David.
The war?
Something like that. Anyhow.
Look, it's that... It's alien, but I think it's a gun.
This radio still isn't picking up anything. I don't know if it's part of the ship or merely decorative.
Would you judge me if I said I haven't felt this excited in years?
That might be a brief rush of euphoria before imminent death.
I was so useful during the last war. Someone told someone who told my superior that I had a knack for global positioning. Years of working in a library, picked up a few things.
War makes Renaissance men and women of us all.
And then, 1918, it all ended. And the men came back, and we became small again. Still, at least we got the vote. Bingo!
What is it?
It's some sort of monitor.
Oh, it's an interface for the ship. They must be embedded all over the house.
Look here, the pattern. It almost seems numerical in nature, not in any language I recognise.
Yes, but why can't I read it?
Excuse me?
The TARDIS compensates for alien languages wherever we go. Unless, yes, if the language is completely numerical, it might be indecipherable. I can see why your host was so insistent on mathematicians.
If it's numerical, could it have something to do with what was written on the fisherman's hand?
Exactly what I was thinking.
The numbers he wrote on his hand. Perhaps they were a way of communicating in this alien language.
But why would a fisherman use an alien language to communicate?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. What's behind here? A diary. Hello? Doctor? Show yourself. What in heaven?
Oh, made it.
My God, the water, it feels like it is burning me. I need to dry off.
Burning? Oh, I'm freezing.
Do you have a towel?
Oh, perhaps around here somewhere. Welcome to the TARDIS.
Wow. It is...
big.
No, it has its own atmosphere, keeping the water out. Fascinating. I do not suppose the doctor keeps the 11 schematics around here, does he?
What did you say?
The schematics?
No, you said 11 schematics. And you've said it before, 11 and...
17, 11, 17. What is happening to me?
I was worried when you said you felt warm. Let me feel your forehead. Oh, you're right, you're burning up.
You think it is some form of infection?
From when the creature attacked you. And now you're speaking in numbers.
The fisherman. Do you think the same thing happened to him? Maybe that's what was scrawled on his hand.
His numbers were 19 and 26, but you're saying 11 and 17. Why? What is their connection?
I do not care. How do we stop it?
Where's Frey? He said he'd be back in precisely 10 minutes.
And we are very much on the clock. I'm inclined to think that those who run off alone reap their own rewards.
That attitude's a little different from the sweet old lady I met earlier.
I think that sweet old lady went down with our boat.
The assembled revelers!
Frey, are you all right, dear? You look like you've been knocked around the place.
Oh, stop it. I just heard you expressing your sympathies.
You were attacked.
Same as the Austrian. Didn't see who. But I found a diary translated into English. They wanted us to read it.
They? You mean the owner of this ship?
Not quite. Day 43, since the initial Jabberi attack. It seems the whole population has been infected. Myself, Lena, and the others have locked ourselves in a symposium. But it's only a matter of time before they come for us. The whole world has been infected. They're all under Jabberi control.
Jabberi? That rings a bell. They conquer worlds by infection. Of course, that's why it didn't hurt Zsa Zsa.
It infected her.
And now, she's headed for the TARDIS with Roz.
I presume I'm infected too.
What else does it say?
Day 73. The symposium has fallen. Everyone has fallen. By the end, Lena had lost her mind, just repeating numbers at me. She said she was trying to give me a clue, something trapped in the back of her mind, but I couldn't figure it out. In the chaos of the attack, I've managed to secure one of their ships and escape.
That must be this house. It's a ship. So whoever piloted it to Earth...
They're not Jabberi. But why bring one along for the ride?
Maybe they didn't know. Could be a stowaway, like you, Doctor.
Go to the most recent entries.
Day, what's the point? All the hours and minutes have run into each other. I've nearly reached Earth. My plan is to recruit a group of mathematicians to help me fight the Jabberi. Their language is mathematical. It may be our only chance, but I'll have to put them to the test. This is a lonely ship. It will be nice to have some company.
Oh, that proves it. The Jabberi was a stowaway. Whoever wrote the diary thought they were alone.
I think you might be missing the bigger point.
It will be nice to have some company. It's one of you. One of you trapped us here.
The Doctor sent us to the TARDIS because it's got to know something about these aliens. How they operate, how they communicate, what their weaknesses are.
And why they infect people.
Fantastic.
What is it?
The TARDIS analysed the signal coming from the ship that brought us down here in the first place. Well, isn't that interesting?
Well, don't look at me.
If you say I'm an innocent old lady, I'll clobber you.
Eleanor?
And what of you, madam? You're surrounded by a thicker fog than the one that grounded our ship.
I might be able to help with that, 35.
What did you say?
At the back of the diary, there's some personal information about each of us. Except the Doctor and his friends, of course.
What's in there?
No.
Ignore it. Whoever planted it there did so for a reason. We can't trust any of it until we know why they wanted us here.
I knew we couldn't trust the Austrian. Those people, they're different from we English. It says here, before she fled the country, she starred in a Nazi propaganda film. Traitor!
Can't you see? This is what whoever invited us here wants. To see how we react. To see if we turn on each other.
Oh, I'm afraid that ship may have sailed.
Alpha Wheeler.
No, give me that.
Alpha Wheeler, after several years of dedicated service in the Great War, was dishonorably ejected from the army. Mrs. Wheeler was found to be intoxicated in the line of duty, leading to an incorrectly calculated barrage. The friendly fire killed 63 of His Majesty's bravest soldiers. So, Alpha, finally lost for words.
What does it say about you in there? Why weren't you called back to service? Oh, I saw how you reacted when you washed up on the beach. Why are you so terrified of the water?
They all drowned. Our ship was hit. We were doomed. My men were doomed. They were going to drown. I did what I needed to. I abandoned ship. I left my crew behind. My dead crew. My drowned men taken by the sea. I don't regret it. 35-1000. 35-1000. Now on to Eleanor Blake. Born.
Put the diary down.
Helena, where did you get a gun from?
It's a blaster. We found it under the floorboards upstairs. But Eleanor, listen to me, you can't...
Shut up, Chris! I'm not your charge! Frey, give me the diary or I swear to God I will put a hole in your head.
My, my. Isn't our secret juicy, Miss Blake? Or should I say...
It's the Jabberi. It's coming back. Frey, Eleanor,
You need to stop this childish battle or you'll get us all infected.
I'm already infected. 35-1000, 35-1000.
Give me the diary.
Give me the gun.
Ray, put that thing down.
Got it.
Eleanor, are you all right?
What were you saying about holes in heads? I think you and your boyfriend could use some remodeling, no?
Chris, run!
No! Come back!
I'll find you!
Stop this! Now is not the time! Does nobody ever listen?
Apparently not. We have to get after them.
No, I mean it! Listen! The radio!
Doctor, can you hear me?
Roz, you must have made it to the TARDIS.
Yeah, afraid we haven't been able to hotwire it, but we've found out about the aliens.
The Jabberi, yeah, they conquered by mathematical infection.
Exactly. When they attack, they infect, slowly changing the minds of their victims, turning them into Jabberi slaves. But not only that, we're looking at a map of the worlds they've conquered. It's completely scattershot. There's no pattern. Sometimes they infect three planets in a row, then skip a whole swathe, then another one, and it's almost like...
They're avoiding certain planets. Places where the infection won't take, for some reason.
You call yourself a doctor. Tell me, this infection, could it be fatal?
It shouldn't be. It's a Jabberi's method of spreading their power. It shouldn't kill the infected. Wouldn't be much use, would it?
So what killed the fishermen? 11, 17.
It's those numbers. The Jabberi use numbers as language. It shows the infection is spreading. But the diary said that the infected sometimes try to pass information through the language.
But 1117, but I don't know what the message is.
You wouldn't necessarily. Imagine this. The Jabberi take over your brain, piece by piece, until you're a slave. But along the way, you're getting an insight into them, including their weaknesses. Maybe not consciously, but subconsciously. The numbers you're repeating are pointing us to that weakness. For you, it's 1117. For the fisherman, it was 1926. And for Frey, it's 35-1000. It has to be specific to each person. What do they mean?
Well, we'll keep searching. Stay close to the radio. Over and out.
Eleanor, Chris!
What about the self-destruct?
Well, I was just thinking you could turn it off. I mean, after all, Alpha, you're the one who brought us here, aren't you?
Find something to block the door.
Listen, whatever Free says about me.
Eleanor, where are you? With your new bow. Maybe you'd be interested in the latest news.
Don't listen to him.
Let me see here. Eleanor Blake was born in the entranceway to Manchester tram station on August the 4th, 1911. Eleanor Blake was born to Janice Blake, a shop girl, and Richard Blake, an engineer. Eleanor Blake was born David Blake. Eleanor, where are you?
You're born...
Please, just don't. Just leave me alone.
Eleanor.
You don't have to call me that.
Eleanor.
I'm serious, Chris. Just leave me alone.
Eleanor.
You kissed me.
Thought it might stop you worrying about what I think.
But...
But what?
There's the happy couple.
Oh, what makes you think this spacecraft is mine? I'm as clueless about all of this as you are.
I'm afraid I see things differently. Or rather, I see differently.
Oh, you're talking gibberish.
When you knew where the pantry was earlier, I had my suspicions. But then there was the note we were left. A challenge quite different than any you may have faced before. Different than. An unusual verbal tick. Since I crash-landed with my TARDIS, I've heard Eleanor, Frey, and Shaja all use the phrase different from. The more standard phrasing. Except for you.
I
don't deny it. We don't have time.
You don't understand. You can't fathom what my planet went through. I had to recruit the best. I had to put them through the ringer.
You never intended to set off the self-destruct.
No. I just wanted to see what they could figure out under pressure, especially as it would involve analysing the Jabberi ship. If I'd known a Jabberi had stowed away, I never would have come here.
The secrets were a particularly cruel touch.
I'm recruiting people to save my world. I had to test not just their skills, but their loyalty. Whether they'd turn on each other given the opportunity. Frey failed miserably in that regard.
Your whole experiment is a failure. Turn off the self-destruct.
I'm afraid I can't do that. The Jabberi has started infecting your population. The only thing I can do to save this planet from as grim a fate as mine is to let this ship and everyone on it blow sky high.
Got to be more in here on the Jabberi.
Roz, I can feel myself changing. 11, 17, 11. Her elf!
The doctor's gonna figure this out.
Not in time. What do you think these creatures will do with your machine if they have control of it? They will be able to go anywhere. I am too much of a risk.
What are you saying?
I can open this door. I can step out into the water and just let myself go.
You can't.
Back in Austria, they came for the academics, and I ran. I found work in a munitions factory. The Nazis took it, and I ran. I tried to hide myself to become an actress, but they made me make those films. And then I ran. My family are still there. I do not know what happened to them. If they managed to escape, or if...
You mean your family are...
Sascha Edelstein. Nice to meet you. Now, I think it is time I stepped outside. Don't you?
Oh, it's hard to know what to do. To shoot you or leave you to the infection. 35-1000. What do you think, Chris? What would you do?
Leave her alone.
Her?
I mean...
Yes, her. My name is Eleanor Blake. That's the name I chose. That's the person I am. You might shoot me now, or we might blow up in, oh, what would it be, about 8 minutes or so? But either way, I will die as Eleanor Blake. That's who I am.
Well, that's a very noble speech, young man, but I... What the...
Frey, get back. It's the Jabberi.
What do I care? It's already infected me. It must be here for you. Here, don't let me get in your way.
Chris, come on. We've got to run.
I'll rush it. You get out of here.
No, Chris!
Go!
Get off him! Get off him! Come on, Chris! I'm not leaving you behind!
There are only a few minutes left on that timer. Then turn it off. We'll figure a way out of this. I'll figure a way out.
Zsa Zsa's infected. Frey's infected. We'll be infected soon. The only way to end this is to kill the Jabberi, to wipe out the infection at the source.
You don't think that I can do it?
I've seen people a lot smarter than you succumb to them. Whole cities, a whole world. My Lena, my children, my grandchildren, everyone.
I'm not everyone. I can solve this. The fisherman, 1926. The Austrian, 1117. The lieutenant, 35-1000. I can solve this.
Let me pass. Let me do this.
I am not letting you walk out there to die.
For once in my life, 1117, I want to do something good. Please let me. Ich bitte dich.
No. The doctor will figure this out.
I... 1117.
Sasha?
1117.
Sasha!
Are you eating?
Carrots are great.
How can you eat at a time like this?
It's a pantry.
There's a dead body in here with us, and an alien prowling the halls.
Exactly. I'm infected. That timer's going to go off in a few minutes, and I can think of worse ways to spend my last precious moments than enjoying one of my five a day and sitting across from a beautiful lady.
You're sweet.
Speaking of, can I offer you an apple?
So, the rest of the universe, is everyone like you? You didn't even blink when Frey said what he said.
The universe is a big place with lots of monsters and planets and bombs that want to kill you. Seems a bit stupid to care about little stuff like that.
You know, I really wish I'd heard about this big universe in any other situation apart from imminent death.
Always the way, isn't it? Banana?
Doctor, if I were you, I'd make peace with whatever maker you believe in. To everything there is a season. As your good book says.
It's not my good book. But you're right. To everything, there is a season. And seasoning.
What are you talking about?
We need to get to the pantry.
Hello? Who is it?
Was that really necessary?
I'd rather be doomed and hilarious.
I just wanted to say thank you for today.
Which bit? The sinking ship, the exploding house, or the infectious alien?
I've always been Eleanor, in here, inside. But I don't think until today I'd figured out who Eleanor really was. You helped with that. Well, you and the sinking ship and the exploding house and the infectious alien.
Happy to help.
Chris! Eleanor!
We're a little busy, Doctor.
The Fisherman's Bible! Have you got it? I need to confirm something.
I don't think we quite have time for last rites.
Just grab it. 1926. It wasn't a year. It was a Bible passage.
Which book?
The first one. Genesis.
Genesis. Here. 1926. But Lot's wife looked back and she became... Of course.
What is it?
Jaja's background isn't just acting. She's got a degree in chemistry. 1117. That's the electron makeup. And Frey, his background at sea, abandoning his men to the seawater during the war. 35,000. 35 parts per thousand. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt.
That's the weakness. Salt.
Well, I guess we're in the right place then.
Hello, Mr. Tabry. Might I interest you in a conference?
Ha!
17, 11, 17, 11, 7. Ah! Ah! Oh! Jaja! What is it?
The alien! Something! Is happening!
Working.
Is it dead?
Weakened, but it won't be a threat now.
Doctor!
Roz! Roz, is everything okay?
He's better than okay. Jaja suddenly went into spasm, and now...
I think the infection is gone. I assume you had something to do with this, Doctor?
Well, my genius might have made a brief appearance, yes. I'm just glad that it's all over. And everyone's safe.
Oh, yes, the exploding house. I'll turn it off, shall I?
If you wouldn't mind. That's a relief.
Doctor, you managed to swim down to the ship safely.
He had a little help. Herr Frey, how are you feeling?
Roz, did you have to tie him up?
It's the least he deserves. He was such a disappointment.
We've got the Jabberi in a similar position back in the ship. A ring of salt around him, too, for good measure.
Remember what I said. When you get back to your home planet...
Use the salt to break the link. If the Jabberi have any sense, they'll surrender my planet early, along with the others.
You're still going back? Even after all this?
Especially after all this. Now I know how to defeat these monsters. The doctors show me a quick way of synthesizing salt. I plan to bring lots of it back with me. I've got a wife, 6 kids, and 33 grandkids. Oh, not to mention 14 billion others to save. And that's just on my planet.
Remember to administer the salt to the Jabberi.
Not the people. That's what the fisherman's mistake was. He realized what the message was, but tried to take the salt himself. The shock was too much for his system.
I can see why he tried everything he could. A strange feeling to be taken over like that. Like acting only in reverse.
And you, dear. I must ask. I know things didn't exactly go according to plan.
To put it mildly.
But the offer still stands. I came here to recruit mathematicians for this cause. I could still use someone by my side.
Thank you. But no.
I understand. It's a daunting task.
I'm not daunted. I'm furious. But I intend to direct that fury where it needs to be directed. Something tells me a mathematically gifted chemist with a flair for the dramatic, and an Austrian to boot, might be useful to the war effort. No more running.
Good for you. That only leaves...
Doctor! I'm glad to see Mr. Frey trussed up like a lamb.
Eleanor! Chris! We were about to take off without you.
Speaking of which, Eleanor, what ship would you like to board? The doctor's? He can take you back home, back to your regular life, or mine. I can't promise you much safety, but I can promise you an adventure.
I thought you might ask something like that. Doctor, you don't just travel in space, but in time, yes?
With varying degrees of success, yes.
This war, the English, the Germans, the Russians, the Americans, however it shakes out, what can I expect for people like me? Will I be able to live the life I choose, honestly and openly?
No. Earth takes its time on too many things. And this is one of them. Not this century, I'm afraid. Though, the next one is a little better.
Next century? The future? A world without my family and friends. A different world indeed. And if it's going to be a different world anyway, I choose Alpha's fight. I choose the stars.
Marvelous!
What's that? Come on, speak up!
Traitor! Where's your loyalty?
Earth can have my loyalty when it's earned my loyalty. In the meantime, I want to see what Jupiter looks like from the other side.
It's people like you who just...
Come on, Frey. Let's get you into the TARDIS before we give in to the urge to abandon you on this godforsaken island.
I will join you in case he needs a smack on the head.
We should be going as well.
Would you mind giving myself and Chris a moment alone?
Of course, dear. I'll be in the house trying to figure out how to make it look like a ship again. Though I'm starting to fear it might be stuck like that. Goodbye, Doctor. Oh, if we meet again, I'll buy you dinner.
I'll bring the salt.
Doctor? Do you mind?
Oh, of course. See you in the TARDIS.
So? Thank you for today.
No thank you necessary. Nothing like a near-death experience to knock the cobwebs off.
Yes.
I'm not good at...
Goodbyes.
Well, how about instead of saying goodbye, you just close your eyes. Count down from 10. By the time you open them, I'll be gone.
That sounds nice. Not a goodbye.
Just a game of hide and seek. Ready?
Ready. Closing my eyes. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
boom.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Jabberi Countdown by Alan Flanagan. The Doctor was played by Sylvester McCoy, Roz Forrester, Yasmin Bannerman, Chris Quedge, Travis Oliver, Alpha Wheeler, Janine Davidsky, Zsa Zsa Strauss, Leonie Schliesing, Eleanor Blake, Franchi Webb, Bincom Frey, Rupert Young, and Arbuckle, Silas Carson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer, and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hague-Ellery.